Shabbos, Siyata Deshmaya. Last week we went through some of the basics, spoke about the nature of the Chiyuv of Bishul and how solids and liquids might differ. We saw inside the source sheets about what the machlokas of the Yesh Bishul Acha Bishul B'Davalach, Ein Bishul Acha Bishul B'Davalach. And we discussed what the Pesach of the Ramo is. Very interesting compromise. The Ramo says that it's done in Legami, Yesh Bishul Acha Bishul B'Davalach, and otherwise not. And the question, what's the nature of that compromise? I try to show you it from the, if you recall from the Mogen Avraham, that it's according to the Ramo, it's an Issa Doraisa of Bishul Acha Bishul B'Davalach. And this is a Doraisa distinction between Itztana Legami and Lo Nitztana Legami, which we explained that based upon the Smag and other sources, that if the food is still royal lechol machmas chamimuso, an expression found in the Shulchan Aruch Rav and elsewhere, it's still considered that the original process is still there. And therefore, in Bishul Acha Bishul. However, once it reaches a stage of Nistana Legamre, it can no longer be Nechol Nachmas Chamimuso. I mean, the original cooking process is sort of gone. It's inedible. And for this reason, is Yesh Bishul Acha Bishul comparable to the Avnei Nezer, like Leital's Pshat, but metal. The metal was originally melted, but once it's hardened, the Ozulei Bishulo, it's all gone. A similar language applies to Davalach according to the Pesach of the Ramah, as we understood it with the Mogen Avraham. Okay, does everyone remember that? I'll make sure that people remember the basis before we go any further. That we did, correct? I recall, somebody asked about ketchup. That's the one thing I was supposed to speak about today was ketchup. What is ketchup anyway? Is ketchup a Davalach? Is ketchup a Daval Yovesh? What do you think? Lach. Yeah, it's many for Moshe's machmer and ketchup. Ketchup pours. It doesn't pour like water, but it does pour. It's double lach. I don't know. I'm not sure that's really the case. Seems to me that the lumdus, at least the lumdus that we have suggested, would indicate that whatever is normally consumed at room temperature, it's very hard to say Ozulei Bishula. It's the equivalent of what we said before, Roy Lechol Machmas Chamimuso. It's strange to use a literal expression of Lo Nitztana Legamri, it's room temperature. But it's the equivalent of Lo Nitztana Legamri. Follow me? I'm not going to extend it necessarily to actual full-fledged, full-blown liquids, but since it's a semi-liquid, semi-solid, and as a matter of fact, the Israeli poskim are mekel, the shalom of the Yoshev, Rav Shlomo Zalman, are mekel. So I'm not running to adopt Rav Moshe's chumra over here, because it seems to me that it can be used, it's meant to be used, in fact, at room temperature. Interestingly, I saw there's a great sefer now called Orchol Shabbos. Have you heard of it? Fantastic sefer. So in the discussion of Bishul, he quotes the Machlokas of Moshe of Shlomo Zalman, and I quote from that sefer: Poshut b'machal nosli legamri. Nosli means liquid, completely liquid. He says, Yesh Bishul Acha Bishul afam uroy lachila biosatzonim. And fakert, machal mutzak legamri. Ein bishul acha bishul, afim ein aroy lachila machal shutzonim. In other words, if it's borderline, like ketchup, then it depends, in their view, upon, you know, have it this way, don't have it this way, things of this nature. But if it's really solid or really liquid, nothing to talk about. The truth is, what do you do with the Mogen Avraham in Shin Yud Ches Sivkot Mem? Turn to that Mogen Avraham and see what it says. That's on page 150. What's going on here? Mem. So that's 151. What does it say? It says Siftes Zion. Mutaliten in Fanda. Kineged or Eish b'mokom shiatza lettuce. Okay. Why is that so? Why is it so? See what Rambam explains. The last three lines of page 151 of Rambam. Kemish and his bashel kvar v'hu yavesh ein bo mishum bishul. Okay. Right now it is a salad. Right now it's a salad. Of course, what will happen at the end? At the end, so the Rabbi Chabad says, page 152. Afal pisha hashuman shabosh nikvash choza v'nimoach. It's going to ultimately become, you know, melt and become a liquid again. Doesn't make a difference. It's mutter anyway. Why? Because right now it's a solid. When I put it there, it's a solid. The fact it's going to liquefy later on is of no consequence. So writes the Mogen Avraham, explaining the Mechaber in Siman Shin Yudchei Sif Tezayin. And the Ramah quibbles about Muktzah and all the issues, but not worried about the, doesn't need to worry about the Bishul issue. Now, it seems to me a bit different that anything which cannot be consumed whatsoever, unless it's heated with the fire, it lost its status of an edible food. Even if it happens to be at the present time in solid form. I'll give you an example. Chicken soup. I follow this Magen Avraham. I have a great idea. I have a great way of chicken soup on Shabbos. The best way? Put it in the freezer. It's very common if people freeze chicken soup. It's frozen rock solid. Come Shabbos morning, take it out of the freezer, put it. No, but maybe it takes a little bit longer. Maybe before I go to shul, put on the blech. We'll get to this other. And come back, piping hot soup. Hefta gomor. This moment I'm wrong. I put it on. It was solid, and then it became liquid. What do you think about that? Who's ever seen that or ever done it? I hope not. But if not, why not? Why not? Why isn't this the greatest way in the world to have hot soup on Shabbos? We just read before. I read it to verbatim. If it's solid, machal mutzuk legamri. Ain bishlach a bishul, even though it's not fit when it's torn. No, so they themselves not say with a wait a minute. Whoa, what if it's a rock solid? No, you can't do it. Why? The dainina leke bishul b'davol lach. Why? Because you can't eat it. You can't eat it. So why is it in the Magen Avraham? That's my understanding. In the case of the Magen Avraham, you had some gravy, and the gravy solidified. If you would just leave it there, don't put it into the fire, no fire, nothing. We don't promise, it's edible. If I have a piece of chicken, cooked chicken, I put it in the freezer, it's rock solid. Can't touch it, can't break your teeth. Can I heat it up on Shabbos? What do you think, yes or no? I think the answer is yes. But I can't eat it. Yeah, but if I would just leave it on room temperature for long enough, it would become perfectly adequate. You can have room temperature chicken. That's my yisod. I'm not sure I'm right or wrong. If something which requires a fire to make it edible, then you may not. Even if it happens to be rock solid now, it doesn't matter. It lost its status of a food because it needs a fire to bring it back to a state where it's edible. And that's the case of the chicken soup. If you leave it on the table, it may defrost, all right, it'll be room temperature. No one's gonna eat it. No one's gonna have it as chicken soup anyway. That's my distinction. I can't say for sure that I'm right. That's what I think. Fine. Okay. It's interesting. What's the story with something which is going to become liquid, was going to liquefy. Here's a classical case. We say by dava yavesh, ein bishlacha bishul. What about if I throw something into a tea, which is going to become completely dissolved? Sugar. Take sugar and put it into my tea. Things of this nature. Salt, sugar, things of this nature. So, the Mordechai talks about it, the different gersos, talks about melach. Some say that we should be made, could start off as a solid, as sugar. Others want to be mach, because it's going to end up being liquid, liquefies in the tea. In my opinion, it should be mutter, because the sugar could be used as a spice, even at room temperature, to make things sweet. Let's give you my opinion. We'll get to it in the details. We'll get to the second part about cliche. We're not up to that right this minute. Okay. For the moment, this takes care of that ketchup question. Any other questions left over there? There's another, maybe there's one other question? Yes, I'm sorry. Interesting. If the soup is traditionally had as cold soup, then it's arguable that it's the equivalent of Roar Lechol Lachos Chamimuso. Possibly. Yes?
What about pushing it even further to something like sushi, which is meant to be eaten raw, but if you cook it, it would really, like cooking salmon and raw salmon are very, or cooking tuna and raw tuna are very different. Both are edible.
Well, sushi, if I understand correctly, maybe something which is what we spoke about last week, it is nechal chai. It may have ramifications for bishalaka, as a matter of fact. But nonetheless, if you cook it, it's considered to be an improvement. And if that's the case, that was last week's machlokes. Was it din d'oraisa, din d'rabbanan? Right. And we were choshish. That's a d'oraisa, because even though it was edible before, that was the sharatzi we spoke about. Even if you take fruits and make it, okay. And it would have. Yes?
In this Indian, so he's talking about something which is raw and you cook it, but if you take something out of the freezer or whatever that's already mabushal,
right,
and is eaten that way, so then to put it on the fire.
I'm saying, there's no way it's official. As long as it can be eaten in room temperature, then, in my view, lo azale bishula. If it's soup, which should not be in the room temperature, it's azale bishula. That's my chiddush. I don't know if it's true or not. Yes?
At the end of this year, last week, with the water and the measuring,
right,
part of the thing, so
right,
question.
Very good question. I knew there was something else on my head. The urns, did anyone look up for me the facts? If you're supposed to find out the facts for me, how hot it is in the tube, but no one found out the facts. Okay. So it is an issue, because the water in the urn, in the tube, according to some authorities, may not quite reach Yatza lettuce, well, at least the higher end of Yatza lettuce, well, which Rav Moshe has, 160. And then when you take out the cup of tea, so for the very first time, that water is going to become very, very hot. Was it 179? Is what the urn reaches, or something along those lines? That's a big question. Can you do that or can you not do that? I think we just spoke about it a little bit last week. Now it's a machloek as a poskim. Rav Moshe said it's mutter. And maybe we'll get to a little bit later why he says it's mutter, why I'm not so sure it's mutter. But this has a little to do with pshat in the Ramah, which I think I mentioned last week, that the more recent poskim have a different pshat in the Ramah. I think, am I correct? We spoke this last week a little bit. Not like the classical poskim, the Mogen Avraham. The more recent, Minchas Kohen and Rav Moshe and Chazanish and Mishnah Berurah seem to say no. Ramah poskim ein bishlacha bishul v'davolach. So then, why is it that if it's in Stana Lagamri, it's also Chumad de Rabbanon. Chumad de Rabbanon, you have a right to be much more makil. Yeah, a few drops, he doesn't mean it. It never meant to answer in this kind of a case. But remember the second cup of tea we spoke about. Right? Of course, the problem with the urn, with the tube, is it's possible that water there never reached Yatza Lettuce, not even once. It's the whole dispute where Yatza Lettuce is. How hot is it? And I'm not here to resolve that dispute now. That's too complicated. Rav Moshe not sure, 110 to 160, he doesn't exactly know what it is. It's not completely clear. We don't know. It's interesting. The Rashba has an expression, quote, I give you my question, Ein Adam Shos Chamin Gemurim Ela Posher. A person does not drink Cham and Gemur, which is Yatsa Lettuce. How hot is the tea that you drink? So if it's 179 in the urn, right? How hot is it when you drink it? Anybody know? Probably have no idea. People have tea, they start blowing on it, you know, they're sipping it. So many poskim say, if you blow on it and sip it, that doesn't count. But can you drink like this straight? Or eat like this straight? That's a whole different measurement, perhaps. We learned Shabbos one year. I sent the Talmidim. Apparently, across the street, there's a shower which has a thermometer on it. One of the, maybe by the gym or something, or the pool. You ever see it? I don't know. Is it true? Good. So I want you, your assignment for next time, and we're not meeting next week. So you have 2 weeks to take a shower. I mean, Shivish. In that shower, if you happen to be there, whatever. And tell me how hot, I'm serious, how hot you can get into the shower. How hot can the water be and you're still going to have to run out in the middle? You've done it in the past?
Yeah.
How hot could you get there?
I think it's about body temperature.
That's all?
No.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
That's comfortable.
People go in hot tubs and athletes and things that are 110, 112.
That's right. You got it exactly right. That's it. It's hard, my voice, it's hard to get above that. That's the very low end of Yatsa Lettuce. Yes, there were those who said Yatsa Lettuce was 104, 30 grad, Arba'im Malot, Celsius. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said it's impossible. Another thing, a kid 104 fever, you put your hand there, you're not going to take it off. That's 104. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman kicked it up to 113 with a fascinating riot from, it's quoted in Shmir Shabbos Kul Chasim. I'm not willing to go above that. Went to Rav Shlomo Zalman, Harizok. But I thought people could take much hotter showers than that. No, that's about it. People can't go much hotter than that. So the Rashba seems to say you shouldn't be taking up either, both Rashba and Shabbos. You wouldn't eat above Yatsa Lettuce Bowl and you wouldn't wash above Yatsa Lettuce Bowl. So that seems to me to be a problem that people have tea much hotter. I cannot imagine your tea is only 113 degrees. Yes?
I think if I remember correctly, the official temperature that the Coffee Drinkers Association of America
very important. Yeah.
Is something about 180 or 190, somewhere in that range.
Okay. Does that mean they prefer it should come out of the urn should be 180, 190? By the time it gets from the urn, you pour it into the pitcher, from the pitcher into the cup, and if there's a lot of slip from the cup to the lip, as they say, until it gets actually to your lip, it may have gone down many, many degrees. The question, how many? How many is many? I can try to determine that precisely. Yes?
Don't different people in different places have different, can drink at different temperatures?
That's absolutely correct.
Europeans.
Oh, the Europeans have tea. Man. I remember that you can't hold it. You take a glass of tea that I couldn't hold, and my wife's grandma used to hold on like this, and I was a sissy. I couldn't even go near it. Their hands are, they're used to have much hotter temperatures. Yeah. So some say we can't measure that. We have to measure with kreisel shel tinok nichbas bo. Gemara in Shabbos daf mem amud beis. Please do not experiment with that. It's also hard to know what's nichbas. We have experiments from Hatzalah, from the burn units. But what does nichbas mean? Does it mean first degree burn, second degree burn? It's not. We'll never get to a final line as to what Yatsa Lettuce was. It's not going to work. We're not going to have a final decision on it. Yes.
My Harus and I were actually looking at that Gemara today. My Caruso is holding it here right now, but he thought that it meant how hot it would be that the mother wouldn't be worried about giving it to the child to drink.
Well, that's a pretty low temperature. Mothers get worried very quickly. Yeah. Any other questions? Okay. So now, Rabosai, the Kaf HaChaim says as follows. This is in Shin Yud Chesed called Kuf Mem Gimel. When you can drink it, okay, it's not Yatsa Lettuce Bowl. If you can't drink it, it is Yatsa Lettuce Bowl. That is the absolute cutoff point of the Kaf HaChaim. Again, I'm not so sure what drinking means. Drinking means sipping and blowing, or just drinking plain. It's not completely clear. Okay, let's discuss the issue which we spoke about before. Let's assume, for argument's sake, that the water in the tube of the urn reached Yatsa Lettuce Bowl for one of two reasons. It reached above 160. Oh, we'll go get Shemoshah. Okay. In Eretz Yisrael, I think it was Rabbi Yamin Zilba has it in his mimer. Come on, he measured it to Yatsa Lettuce, it's 130 degrees. He assumed that's Yatsa Lettuce for the holidays. 160 comes out of nowhere. No one knows exactly where it came from. Okay? Good. So what's it in? What's it in? Not completely clear. What the din is in this kind of a case. So the Magen Avraham seems to say that it's aser. It's aser. Now, the question is, let's take a look here. Let's look inside. Sifkat Yud Beis. Rabbi says, Shin Yud Ches, Sifkat Yud Beis. Let's see for ourselves, is it really true? We're discussing now to take a liquid, let's say water, which had never been fully cooked. It would reach out to lettuce bowl and not beyond that. And for the very first time, to move it up to Yatza lettuce bowl. So let's take a look over here in the Mechabes, Siv Dalet. Tavshel shen is bashel kol tzorko yeshva mishum bishel im nitztanein. Says the Magen Avraham Yud Beis, page 143. Bebeis yois, umashmalei dechol shayatz aletis bo mikri roseach. Okay. B'chei mashmal sivov. Is that l'shon Rabbeinu Ruchem? Im lo nitztanein afilu shino k'tzas merisichoso Mutter. What's he saying? He's saying that the only time it's going to be mutter to reheat something, according to the Shulchan Aruch, which is Yatza Lettuce Bo, is only if it at one point had been roseach. Right? The resicha abated. Resicha means the bubbling, the boiling. It's 212 or close to that. And now it's settled down. Now you're going to go back up again. That's mutter. But had it never been roseach ever, the simple read of the Magen Avraham, as the understood by the Shvisa Shabbos, is that it would be prohibited. No. What do you think? Seems to me it's false. According to the Mechaber, one can very easily argue with the Magen Avraham and say like this. The definition of cooking for liquids is heat. Yatza lettuce bo is the definition halakhli of heat. Once you reach that point, it's hot. The fact that you are now going to make it hotter is irrelevant. However, we follow the Ramo. And the Ramo says what? That ein bishlach a bishlach b'lach of islon et sana legamri. So then, it's arguable that you require, as the Magen Avraham implies, that it be fully cooked, totally fully cooked, which is could be very high, 180, whatever they want in the various journals, 180. And then, if it goes down and goes up again, it's okay. Let's go back to the Magen Avraham as we understood it. The two halachas, Rabosai, the two separate dinim, this bishul and this chimum. Either one could be a problem. Chimum, yes, it depends on Yatza Lettuce Bo. So from the perspective of Chimum, once you reach Yatza Lettuce Bo, there's no problem with making it hotter. But it's also in and of Bishul. Bishul means preparing it for use. And if preparing for use for the hot tea, etc., so Yatza Lettuce is not enough. Especially 113 is Yatza Lettuce, not enough to make the tea. So if it hit 113 before Shabbos. Now for the first time, I'm going to kick it up to 100 degrees to 230, 212, right? Boiling. So true, may have been halakhli hot before, but now I did the bishul for the first time. So that's the problem. So you have two problems. You can have yesh bishul acha bishul, and you have yesh chimum acha chimum. They're both potential problems. So therefore, it seems to me, I would be machmer in the shaila. That's why I'm not such a big fan of the urns, because A, it may not be Yatza Lettuce Bo, and B, maybe, even if it is Yatza Lettuce Bo, it's not enough. It has to be fully heated. And it's clear, almost clear, that the water in the tube is not the same temperature as the water in the actual urn itself. The way to solve the problem, I believe, is to tip the urn. You tip the urn before Shabbos, go like this. Be careful. Just tip it. Once, you know, once the urn is assuming it's fully cooked before Shabbos, a little tip, what happens is all the water in the tube will disappear. It'll go move into the main body of the urn. So all the water gets mixed in. It's already, you know, 180, whatever it may be. And then when you tip it back a second later, every single molecule of water has already been fully cooked. And then we go with the mahalach, even if it should be less than the answer, let us know, even if that's true, then we have the kula of the ramo. Adkan, what I suggest. But again, the mini goal is to be makel. I know that. I'm just giving you my qualms about it. Yes, sir?
What about the fact that water molecules are constantly in motion?
Yeah, yeah. Again, if the facts, that's what they say, the facts are it's just as hot outside as inside. That's what
no,
the scientists say.
Won't the water molecules migrate at some point out of the tube into the.
Well, if that happens, then there should be no problem. If that happens. If that's the scientists, if it really, really happens, that every bit of water that's in the tube has already traveled through the main body, I don't know. The scientists. Okay, Rabosai, in discussing Bishul Achar Bishul, we have to take a look, if you don't mind, to Sifhei. Shin Yud Ches, Sifhei. Yesh Misha Omer, the Dover Shenefa or Nitzle in Bishul Achar Kach Mashke, Yesh Bo Mishum Bishul. What do we call this? Bishul Achar Afir. And for this reason, for us, Lita in Pas, Afilu Beklishenish Yatzel Letizbo. Even a klisheni, wow! I thought klisheni and a mavasha. We'll get to that. There's a concept of yesh bishul achar afir. It's a machlokas gedoli aposki, whether it's true or not true. We don't have the time to go into all the rayas back and forth. One raya is important. I guess we should really take a look at the Mordechai Simon Shin Beis just to see this one, okay? There are many others, but the Mordechai Shin Beis should be seen inside, and it should be found over here, page 29. 29. Cause of Pirush Rav Elazar Mimitz, Dirayim. The Ein Bishul Achar Bishul, okay, based on the Mishnah we spoke last week. That's fine, that's wonderful. That's the Mishnah, great. Skipping a little bit. And he says as follows. The afal pishen bishul achar bishul. The line begins mikomago memem yesh bishul achar afir tzliya socha mem aleph. Okay, it's by the korban pesach. Okay, that's one of the riots that he brings. And it says over here, it goes according to Rabbi Yossi yotzin berokik hashori avalobu mevushul afal pishloni moach alma. Yesh bishul achar afir. So bishul achar tzliya too. The three processes: baking, cooking, which means in water, or broiling, which means roasting in fire. Hilchah yizor shlo yitin pas ofi afik lisheni the mangushat the lettuce bow and tzliya as well, and so too. Kimokay na mevushul lo yitin et leish. B'chom golos yatzal let us vote. V'mosa chilel Shabbos. Whee! See you, right? Mi Rav Yochasa de lav milsi. Because in Brochus, Lamet Ches, it calls us Gemara. Akalo kama Rav Yossi ele gabi matzah. Devinan tam matzah bepivaleko. Wait a minute. To the contrary, the fact that once you take the matzah and put it in water, it's no good, is a unique din. Unique din. Loba Mavush is a local din in matzah. Tamatza, to see the contrary. That other than that, the state of Afia has not been lost. So Faket should be a raya that ain Bishul Achar Afia. So how will the Arayim contend with the refutation of the Rav Yoh? So there are two approaches. Two completely different approaches. Eglei Tal says that when the Gemara says, Binan Tamatza Bepiv Veleka, what it really means is, it's called Matzah Ashira, right? And it's called that because of the state of Bishul has taken effect. So in fact, the Bishul is Mevat Aliyafir, at Arab. That's the Eglei Tal's approach. The Taz, which I'd like you to look at right now, in Shin Yud Ches of Kotenvov, has a totally different approach. He quotes the same problem of the Rav Yoh. So what's going on? What's the Raya? This is on page 144, end of the narrow lines, beginning of the wide lines. Okay. And the Beis Yosef likes the Rav Yoh's kasha, the first wide line on page 144 in the Taz. Kushyosu chazoka, because he passed in that way. Vani, says the Taz, the third line. Eini kedai lachriya ben harm gedolim. I have a teretz. What's that? Going to not being the entire long teretz means it's false. Last, it's audible. Let's get to the very last line of the Taz. Last line of the Taz says, "Belechas machsheves osra Torah." So Shabbos is unique. Belechas machsheves osra Torah. What is he saying? De facto, it tastes different. It's a whole different process. Since it's a de facto different process, even it may not be considered a bishul al pi din based on the Rav Yoh, doesn't matter. Chayav and Shabbos anyway. Could be nafka minas, Rebbe said. What about Sli Achar Afia? Primogodim asses it. Because there are three different processes. Nafka mina, you can't make toast. You don't make toast on Shabbos. Put your challah near the fire. Can't do it. That fits in with the primogodim going on the Taz. A new taste. But the Magen Avraham does not necessarily disagree. Take a look at the Magen Avraham. Does not necessarily agree, I should say. Sivkot Yud Zayin, right over here, same page, 144. Afal Gadin Bishalach HaBishal, Mikol Magom Yesh Bishalach HaTzli. Vodin Yesh Tzli HaBishal. Therefore, you cannot put the Dovin is Mavushal near the fire below Rotev. You saw that already in the Mordechai. Same Ram, you saw it. Afal Chuli Alma Ein Tzli HaTzli. Vodin Shinitz Lemut Alit Netzal Esh. Afil Nitzdane. Vodin HaOfui. A baked good can be placed next to the fire. Why? Why do you say H. Sli Acharafia? It's a different taste. So I think the answer is as follows. The Taz is going practically, a new taste. The Magen Avraham is going lumdishly. In lumdish, Rebbe Osai, Sli is the least of all. Sli is dry fire, dry heat. You learn smicha, you know that it's the heat of without water only can go a kadena tila, can't go too far. As opposed to bishul, which is mevashel bakula. And afia has its own high. Afia is the din of lechem, a whole new din of neatzma. So therefore, the Magen Avraham is saying that in lumdus, sli is less than afia. Since sli is less than afia, ein sli achar afia. Because he's going with lumdus. The Taz is going with practicality. Toast tastes differently than bread. It's just a matter of fact. Okay? Now, this idea of lumdus is found in the Shulta Giborim. Is there a Shulta Giborim on our Maamar Kamos? It's 28. Page 28. There it is. Next to the last line, down nearer the sphere, the lekat sliach arbishel, with lohiska din zek klal, that is yesh bishel achat sli, but no sliach arbishel. Question is why? Is bishel achat sli, why not sliach arbishel? The taste changes either way. Some like boiled chicken, some like barbecue chicken, right? Come on. The answer is going with lumdus. It's going to show the gibarim. But lumdus, bishel adds more than sli. This is the view of the Magen Avraham as well. No Siach HaRafia. Siach HaBishul perhaps, but not Siach HaRafia. As the case may be, there are two ways of approaching this yourself. Fine. This is important. Yes, sir? Sli is dry heat with no baking process. You know, baking is baking. It makes bread. When you put your piece of chicken or franks on the fire, that's, oh, I baked the frank. Imagine, don't you use the word baked chicken? Right? Or baked, even a baked apple? It's a figure of speech. I'm not baking at all. Baked means it reaches a state of lech. Lech is a new halacha, a separate halacha before the answer. But halacha not good.
It's more based on the food than the actual food.
Right, I believe so. Take a look at what Rabbi saying Sif Tezvav in the Mishnah Berurah. Take a look, please. Mishnah Berurah, Sif Tezvav. Anyone see it? It's on page 186. Actually, we were here last week. This is the one about Ein Bishlach Abish with Zavalach, with etc. The first Bialacha jumps. What does it say? Mechabes is Dovash and his Bashel called Tzokov, who Yovash, Ein Bomarek, Mutal Anicho, Etzel, Kenegan Amadura. Says the Bialacha, Tzorech Iyun! Holy Elba Sifhei, maybe Das Haraom, Rav Lezer Miritz, that Yesh Bishel Achar Sli. So should we also Tziach Abishel? The Magen Avraham says, "Who adin yesh siyach habishul? Eich mater hocha b'stam." That's his kashin. He has no terrors. How can it be that you're allowed to put something which is cooked near a fire to heat it up? There's a little star. The first of Chazanish. Those little stars here in this edition. They say, yeah, "Come on, you put cooked chicken near a fire. It's not really going to come roast chicken. Just heating up a little bit. That's not a dramatic change." That works for both sides if you're going with the Taz, practicality. If you go with the Magen Avraham and Lomdus, so it seems to be that there is some kind of a change, unless you go with the Shilta Giborim. If you go with Lomdus, go all the way with Lomdus, that there's no chiv of Sliach HaBishul, only Bishul Achat Sli. That'd be the best way, yes. This is the question of the Aloha. I think the answer we gave is somewhat adequate, somewhat. It's an interesting sidelight, which is fascinating. What about a double header? Take a look back on the Bialacha, Sifhei. Sorry to take you back, Sifhei. Take a look, please. It's page 181, where the Mechaber is so close to Uraim. Imish the Brewer says in Bialacha the Yesh Tziach Abishal, which again, Shulchan Aruch denies. I'm Prima Gadam, Psachim Mem Aleph. Tlon is Batal Shame Bishal Arishan. The Holy Mizad, the Prima Gadam, the Mutal the Shroso Bechamim Bishabbos. What does it mean? Him also Tziach Abishal Erev Shabbos. What is this? Bishal Achat Sli Achat Bishal. How like that? Prima Gadam is Mekel. So too. The other way around. It will be Sli Achat Bishul Achat Sli. Both work according to Prima Gadol. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the last line, I'm not so sure it's right. Ein Mukhrach. Nay, the Mukhach Sham Dlonis Batal Shem Arishin. Hare Shem Hasheni. Page 183. Bevarai Kayim. Veshapi Eshloma de Mikriata Bishul Achat Sli. So what's Mutter? Bishlov achakach tzlo b'erev Shabbos. Demutol anichol b'ktana b'Shabbos. Oh, that's for sure okay. That's tzli achat bishl. That's for sure okay. The question is, what about the other way around? Bishlov achat tzli achat bishl or tzli achat bishl achat tzli. A lot of words, but it's the same yisod. What should it be? Should it be mutter or should it be awesome? So I would say like this. I would say, look, Prima Gadol is right. If the first Shem is there, who cares if the new Shem? But Bishul is only if you create the Shem Bishul for the first time. If both Shemas are there, I would say it would be Potter, like the Prima Gadol. That's what I would say. That's if you go with the Lumbdas, with the Shemas. If you go with the Taz, Taz is being practical. So then, even if it had an earlier Shem, right now you're changing its taste from Tzli to Bishul, Bishul to Tzli, it really should be Aser. Should be Aser. So it's not so poshut. All the way to be Mutter is if you have both coolers. Number one, there's no change in the taste. And number two, it's bishul achatziach habishul, or the other way around. That's why I think we can be makel b'manashach. It's going to have enough kamidus for certain powders, which were cooked, and now they're. It's a question whether the drying process is considered to be tzli. You put it into the cup. You have a bishul achatziach habishul. So I thought it's mutter for that reason. What does that mean for that reason? Mshini atam doesn't apply. It's not really a cooking process, a baking or roasting process, just drying. And from the perspective of the lumdus, so they're both shameless of the air, so there should be no problem. That's what I think. On both sides, if you have no questions, I'm ready to proceed. But you have one more question, yeah.
So, I mean, I know the instant coffee. So, I think they cook it, then they roast it. Then they give it sort of like a different taste.
There are those who want to suggest that you can't use instant coffee because of that reason. That it's considered to be roasted, and it's, you have a problem of what? Of bishul achar sli achar bishul. Right? That's what some in fact suggest. Yeah, so others say it's mutter for the reason I just mentioned. When it's dried, is it really roasted to change? I don't know, it's meant to be roasted with a roasted taste. No one eats the coffee beans. I think it's probably primarily just dried. That's what I think. So there's room to be made. Now, there's another interesting question, which goes back to, I was afraid to raise it, but since you did it, I'll jump in. No one should listen to me on this one, because it's the chumra is too ein rova tzibi chol na'amad. Teruach HaShulchan asks all of these cases of tea and coffee. Even if it was fully cooked, doesn't matter, it's the loss. Why? I had already cooked in the factory. I'll give you the loss from Teruach HaShulchan Shesipchav Ches. In the factory, it's only lasos of peri she royal the bishul eich nomer al zeshu kvar mavushul for a mochin also at the bekesef mole kedei levashlo. How can you say it's cooked? We're selling it now for a lot of money, so you should go recook it. It's not going to be considered cooked. What kind of question is that? What's the problem? Just view it as heating. Don't view it as cooking. Right? Ein bishul acha bishul. So I think what he really means is that it's also le bishulo. You know why it's also le bishulo? You can't use it unless you put it in boiling water. That was my definition from before. So that's a crazy thing. According to my definition from before, that the coffee or tea, even if it was cooked at one point, and now you can't use it unless you put it into boiling water, so that's a problem. It's a problem. So our chashukas use only scents, you know, we call it essence, right? The tea essence. And that's what goes good about the tea essence. So the tea essence, I'll give it a lush for the chashukas, I think I have it over here. He says, you prepare the essence from before, that's going to be mutter. Why is that mutter? You tell me, what do you mean? It's lo nitzana legamri. So what? But is it edible as is? It's too concentrated. I don't know. I'm not passing it, but it's the world is makel, so I'm not going to say anything. Yes. What's iced tea? Something which was never cooked or was cooked? It was cooked. Yeah. Ah, the strength that sense is no problem, but the sense can be used. Okay, Baruch Hashem. So the sense, okay, thank God, good shot. So the tea essence is roy, very good. But the instant teas and the instant coffee that most people use, I'm just meant to Baruch Hashulchan asks it, and I'm not exactly sure why it's wrong. But the meaning all of it to be made. Adka. On both sides, really, yeah. But at one point it was heated. This is good news. This is excellent news. I'm hearing now that the instant coffee can be used cold to make iced coffee.
People do that. It doesn't.
We have someone who does it right over here. It's good. Tastes good.
My wife prefers it that way.
Oh, better yet. All right. Baruch Hashem. Nothing. Nothing. Sitkani is nigalo. Stay, but nothing. Sitkani. Okay, that's very important news. Thank you so much. Oh, that's very good news. Baruch Hashem, Hinachta's died. Rabbi Osei, we were supposed to start this a long time ago today, but we're talking about not a Kli Rishon. So we have to discuss, before we get to the various Kehillot, what about Bishul Bechama? We mentioned yesterday that Bishul Bechama, last week I should say, that Bishul Bechama is halachically not considered to be Bishul. Let's talk about microwaves. That was all discussion. If you cook it, which is heated in the microwave, what halachic status does it have? So what is the status of a microwave? Is it really like Bishul Bechama? I thought it was. Moshe is a chiddush nifla v'nor. He says, Bishul in a microwave is chayav. How much chayav? Why is it chayav? There's no fire. How can it be? Take a look over here, first on page 5, and I'm going to turn to page 50. Okay? Page 5. See the Gemara. The Gemara says, Bechamel kulam lo pligi d'shari. That's the Gemara says, with a small aleph is towards the top of the page. Told us Chama Sashayla, like a gzeir or not. The Gemara says like this. Machlokas are Bonner Rabbi Yossi. Last few lines. Homaisa dan Tveria the told us Chamahu, the Asu le Rabbonin. Homole, no, Tveria. Who told her the Uru, the Chalfi apischa de Gehenim. Whee! New science. Okay? That's what it says. Now, if you take a look at Rashi, top of the narrow lines, Bechama b'shemesh, the Shari, the Ein Derech b'shulo b'kach. Says Rav Moshe, but a microwave is Derech b'shulo b'kach. Rav Moshe predicts, and it's written a long time ago, that all other ovens have become obsolete. Everyone's going to cook in a microwave. Rav Moshe was ahead of the curve, and the curve never caught up to Rav Moshe. Not true to this day, if you cook a microwave. He was just predicting. That's what the salesman was saying there. Oh, get your microwave now because it's going to be the only way to cook soon. That's not true. But it's still, in this room, I'm not discussing reheating, who cooks food from scratch in a microwave? Same person. He's had this before. What do you cook in a microwave? What?
Anything. There's whole cookbooks about
how I know. Cookbooks. but we have 20 people in the room, no one's using these cookbooks. Okay. He's a man, he must have a ton of emotion. Emotion said it's going to happen, so you have someone to follow emotion. Okay. But I think it's true, there are cookbooks exist and people do cook certain things. And I'm just curious, what do you cook in a microwave?
Chicken,
yeah, emotion. Wow. Okay, good. Okay. Good. So, in order to explain Bishul Bechama, is it really Kalacha Yad? That's what it sounds like. By the way, kalacha is not a pota, it's not a matir. I'd like you to show you a word from Rabbi Eider Zichrono Livracha, and that's found over here. I think it's here somewhere. Page 95, if you don't mind. Page 95. Take a look at the last three lines of this page. The Chenira Kavonas Hagon Rav Moshe Feinstein Pirish Rashi Daf Lama Tes the Bishul Bechama Einigus Moshe. What? What's the svar? What is the svar? He says something which cooks all the time is able to cook. I'm skipping up to about five lines up. Royal Levashel V'derech Bishul Bechach. And he's contrasted with a cliche, which he gets to soon. Ain't that levashabo, because it's not usually, it can't do the job, because the walls are cold, etc., etc. And ain't obederech is not just a plain head or a shina. Shina is also a drabonon. Here's a different vart. It's potter amutter. You know why? Ain't derech levashal bechama, and b'mitzius, vishal bechama won't work for most foods. Even if it happens to work, drabonon never asked it. That being the case, what's Tranachame Tveria? We have a major problem with Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe is bothered by the problem. Let's take a look at page 50. Rav Moshe's true. Bishul Bechama, you see it? long tshuva. Sort of ends in the middle. Okay, the Mishnah is discussing the Rashi and Derech Bishul B'Kach. Who cares? Doesn't mean it's Kalachayat. The Mishnah is column two. Doesn't mean Kalachayat. No, because if that's the case, what is the Mavasha B'Chamei Tveria? Pischa de Gehenim. What's it Manashach? If it's Derech Melacha B'Kach should be Chay, and Derech Melacha B'Kach should be Potter. It must be a halachic dispute. That's its kash against its shita. It must be of some kind of nudin. What's a nudin? It must be a derech malacha shem chamim tuva. Rabbanim say chamit tver tolus chamim potter. Anyway, even if it becomes derech b'kach, this is a gaval de garaya that a microwave cannot be an isa d'oraisa. It's impossible. How can it be Nisa D'Oraisa if we say that it's not considered to be hot? Oh, I see it continues on page 52. Oh, there's a little bit skip over here. V'im kein ba microwave, page 52, the bottom of the first column. Shetov levashe bo kama b'esh mamish. Look at this now, it's prediction. Ve'elish yesh b'em tanu kazeh mishtamishin bo yosem yibishul d'b'esh. Umashlam espashtu tanurim elu adayin, humishim dula motzi adayin harbi tanurim, ukshiyu mitsuyin varej ishtamashu bem kuli alma, duhu yose tov. This is 1971 science. Rabbi science. So there was even better, it's even more than the fire. So you should be chayav. What's the trap, Chaim Etzveri? What's going on over here? So he says like this. Chaim Etzveri is ain't there lebashal bekach. If according to Rabbi Yossi, a potter. But according to the Tanakhama, the Bishul B'Chama is mutter. Why? Because they're below plug l'kula. Because most cases they cannot cook. Okay? So therefore, it should come, I would have said, we could defend some Arab Moshe Shita that a microwave is the right. So Shlomo Zalman says, no dice. A microwave is the rabbon. I don't care if everybody cooks with microwave. It doesn't make one bit of difference. How do you know? It's not only in Shabbos. Bishul B'chama is no Bishul, and Hilchos Pesach, and Hilchos Matzah, and Hilchos Challah. Seems to me that those riots are not riots at all. Why? It's a unique din. It's not considered to be Lechem. It says Lachmechem B'tanarecha, the post is by the Tokacha. You have to have a Tanar, so it has to be a special din by bread has to have a fire. It doesn't say that cooking has to have a fire. I didn't think so. Korban Pesach, al tochim menuna uvashal mavushal b'mayim kim tzliyesh. So of course, slav b'chama is pasuk. It's beferish and pasuk. Tzliyesh. That doesn't prove anything to other areas of halacha. As a matter of fact, if I want to say, as I do want to say, that there is a din that you require a fire, that's the only source I can think of in the whole Torah. Is that pasuk? Al tochim menuna uvashal mavushal b'mayim kim tzliyesh. And the word sliyesh goes on everything. That the boshim avushal b'mayim shebeish. So the only hot water that counts is the hot water which was heated up with an eish, not with a chama. If you have any source in chumash, that is the source. So I prefer that sheet there of Shlomo Zalman. The microwave is not considered to be a cooking d'oraisa. We tried a little bit to defend it. That seems to push up in the Gemara. And that's lama test. That's not just a matter of shloka derech. V'raya chamei tveri z'machloikas. Gehenim, what's Gehenim means geothermic heat. Doesn't mean Gehenim. But geothermic heat, so that's considered to be not like the Chama, considered to be earthly heat, not heavenly heat. Okay, fine. So, the Pasha Trad and the Gemara is, it all depends on the halachic distinction, doesn't depend on Dako Bakach. And Rav Moshe will have a different shot that we squeeze out a little before. Fine. Rav Moshe's tshuva is here. Let's discuss, even just the beginning of we're not meeting next week, but the beginning of the issue of Kli Sheni. So Kli Sheni ain't a Mavasha. Alright? Mefurish. Kli Sheni ain't a Mavasha. Let's take a look in two sources in the Gemara, and then we'll have to leave the rest for next time. So the source of Kli Sheni ain't a Mavasha was the Mefurish Gemara, and that Memem Medates, Page six. Shmamina, with a small vav is halfway on the wide lines. Klisheni ain't a mavash. Sure. Before Shigamar, Klisheni ain't a mavash. Black and white, a gemar. Fektoisis, Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Okay, please turn. Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Page five. This is the Tosis Kol that we actually spoke about this last week. The Mishnah on Kuf Mem Hamid Beis is quoted in the top of Lama Testament Aleph as well. Kol Shabba B'chamim Melifnei HaShabbos Shornos B'chamim B'Shabbos. Kol Shabba B'chamim B'Shabbos Madichanos B'chamim B'Shabbos. You can pour hot water over it. The problem is as follows. The Pirish Rashbam is a type of Rashbam, the Mefarsh, the Iwik Klisheni Osi Shap. We'll have to discuss a little bit next week too. Iris, like, you must, if you don't every day, you know that. The poor thing is like a cliche. That's fine. The Ain Shoran also Mikli Rishon. Ava Madichan also Mikli Rishon Derek Irui. According to Rashbam, it's great. Ava Pirsha Ben Atam. The Meforish to Irui have a Kikli Rishon. Al Kocha Madichan also Mikli Sheni Koma. Yim Kane. My Iria Madichan. I feel the Shoranami. Cliche and Mavashal. What do you mean? Madichin also mechamen. From Kli Rishon it's also Ir Mevashel. From Kli Sheni even Shorin is muta. Omeri. Tafila b'Kli Sheni ain Shorin. Why? The whole Amayim chamen michzikim mevashel. Can you imagine that? And Isa the Rabbanon the michzikim mevashel. The Yafal Gav the Tnan the Kamon Avonosin the Tocha Korol the Tocha Tamchi Mefurash Mishnah. You can put into Kli Sheni. Haynu Davka Tavlin Shein Asuyin Lematik Esakadera V'lo michzikim mevashel. According to the first Teratentosis, the general rule, Kli Sheni is also why? Mizikim Mavash. Unless Tavim being an exception. Inami, who I didn't show and also is also Mutter, came in the Ari of Kli Sheni. Aye, why is it Madichin? To teach us that even Hadacha, Havi Gemar Malacha, B'mliach HaYoshin, V'kulias HaYisfinim, what they call Kali HaBishl, easily cooked. So Shorin is Mutter in a Kli Sheni. It's mutter. Why does it say madichin? To teach us that even iru from a kli sheni, which is so far down, will still add to kali abish. Adkan, 2 days in Tosis on this very significant point. How do we pass in halacha lemaisa? Rabbi Osai, please turn to the Mogan Avram, Sifkot and Tetzvah. Take a look. The Mogan Avram, Shinyus Ches, Sifkot and Tetzvah. 2 days in Tosis. So this halacha is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Dalit. Shulchan Aruch says, "Imudavi Yavish on his fast with Ne'ah Shabbos, ain't Shoran also bechamim b'Shabbos, ava Madichan also bechamim b'Shabbos." Says the Magen Avraham Tezvav, "Haynu Shema'arin Olav Miklisheni, avol Os L'Shrol Safil Miklisheni." Why? The Mechzikim Avashel, lo Damu L'Tavim B'Siftes, the Tavim also the Matik Hakadeir of the Mechzikim Avashel. Quotes Tosfos verbatim, Lametes. Shain. His butzel is like tavlin, avida l'taimi. So he passes the churma like the first day in Tosfos. Rabbosai, there is another Magen Avraham. Sifkot on Yud Ches, the very next page. What does it say in the Shulchan Aruch? We read this before. The osit in pas, afila b'klisheni. We saw that in the Mordechai, and now it's in the Mechaber. It says the Magen Avraham Yud Ches, afila b'klisheni. The yesh dvarim shemizbashlim bo, ven ono bekiin, v'm kein b'shar dvarim nami yesh la'achmir ayin siftes. A second reason that's a cliche. One is a shar derabbanan, vaday derabbanan mechzikim mevashel, and two is a suffer d'oraisa. Maybe it's kali abishel. Told you the expression kali abishel, like kulis and isplin and things of this nature. What do you mean ayin siftes? What's in siftes? That's turns. Turn one page, you get the siftes. Siftes, what does it say over there? What does it say? It says over here, Klirishin is Usur, okay. The Ramah, last line of page 147. Yesh Ostrum, Losses Melach Afila B'Klisheni. The Mash, that's what it's a whole sugin of Menbeis. Is it better or is it worse? So the Magen Avraham is saying, look, There are some things which are kali abishal and are also in kli sheni. Fascinatingly, the Mechaber in the entire Shin Yud Ches, and to my knowledge, check me if I'm wrong, mentions the chumra of kli sheni only once and once only, and that is pas, which is somewhat ironic. When it comes to raw food, rabosai is a real problem. Then the Mechaber says nothing, implying it's mata kli sheni. Like the second day in Tosis, Klisheni and Mavasha. Paradoxically, when it comes to bread, which according to many Rishon we saw today, Ein Bishalach Rafia, after there, the Mechaber for some reason decided to ask for bread, even in a cliche. Hello, Dabru. Why should bread, which according to half the Rishon, there's no use of Bishal even in a Klirishon, Ein Bishalach Rafia, be more chomer for us than a plain food which has never been cooked? With them, according to the Mechaber, Pashtus is no instant cliche. He never mentioned it. Yes, the Magen Avraham mentioned it twice. He mentioned it initially, Otam Shem Merzigim Avashel. He mentioned it a second time, it's Otskos of Kali Abishal, and you don't know what's what. But the Mechaber never mentioned either of those chumers. It's the Magen Avraham Dikah chumers. So why is it that the Mechaber, who seems to ignore both Magen Avrahams, and be Mekel, there's no Din of Nichzikim Avashel, and is also Mekel, when I worry about Kali Abishal, all of a sudden, when it comes to Pas, he goes wild. Even though there's some who say, Ain't Bishlach Hafiyah at all, we're going to be Makwa so much, even in a cliche. Everyone understand my question? Is the question clear? I think it's a very good question. What's the answer? Anybody? Okay, or else you have 2 weeks to figure it out. Yeah, in 2 weeks we'll start with this question, and we'll try to finish up the bishul proper. The next year we'll start the Xeris bishul the following one if we can. See you out of the Shmai.